1505.
1505,
I got your
lab verbal. Yeah, I have a customer on the bus. They quieted down, but they kind of had a little freak out here and refusing to get off the bus, and they spilled their food all over the front of the bus here. It's trash now, and the customer's not getting off the bus.
Okay, what are they doing at this moment?
They're just sitting in the seat, but there's a large amount of food on the floor in the aisleway that they spilt on it. The person literally, like, slipped out of their seat on purpose and started rolling around the floor and dumped their food all over the place.
Okay, they slipped out of the seat onto the floor. Was the bus moving at the time?
The bus was slowly moving down, yes, and they slipped, they specifically slipped out of their chair on purpose, started rolling around on the ground, screaming, and dumped their food all over the place.
I copy. Well, regardless if it was intentional or not, since they fell out of the seat onto the floor, I'll have to get that documented. So I'll send you an asset number for a company report. As far as this person and the mess on the floor, do you think you can get the bus to Washington and 5th downtown? I'm a supervisor. I'll be there.
Okay, but there's food all over the front of the bus where people get on the bus.
I understand. The supervisor will help get that cleaned up. Can we, in the meantime, grab a couple paper towels and maybe sweep it off to the side so people won't slip on it?
Okay, what about the passenger who's not getting off the bus? This is kind of ridiculous here.
If he is seated quietly, we can move and have a supervisor meet you en route. It's going to be quickest to get you downtown where the supervisors are centrally located. So if you can get the food out of the aisleway, and as long as the person is seated there quietly, just get the bus to Washington 5th and we'll have a supervisor help you there.
Fine.
And 1632.